Hi.
The Colin Mann and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Did you know that Care was awarded the Lennox 2024 Partner of the Year Award? You didn't? I read it in HVAC Illustrated. I love their swimsuit issue. So here's my new tagline for Care Heating and Cooling. Obnoxiously efficient. They don't like that, but I like it. Don't wait for your furnace or AC to crap out. Get on their care plan so you never have to worry about it. Pick up this month's HVAC Illustrated. Some tasteful nudity. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Speaking of uncontrollable pee-pee poo-poo, I was on the phone with my mother yesterday.
This sounds like we're headed for somewhere.
Yeah, and I said, how's it going?
Fine. Your father and I went to the doctor.
That's par for the course. Old. They're always good. When you're old, you just always go to the doctor.
Every week. Just show up and say, nothing's wrong, but I'm just here anyway.
They got stuff. They got something.
Okay.
I got a mole I have to get taken off.
And then we get like 10 minutes into the conversation of nothing. It's always, we're talking about nothing.
Right.
Oh, did I tell you about the bird?
No, Ma, you didn't tell me about the bird. So she had a Christmas wreath on her front door.
Oh.
Opens up the front door. There is a bird in the wreath.
Yep. Yep.
The bird then flies into the house.
Oh, right? Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, and my parents had these huge vaulted ceilings.
Right.
In the great room there. It's, you know, 20 feet high.
Yeah.
In these huge vaulted ceilings. Bird is flying around all in the house. So you got two people in their 70s trying to chase this bird around with a broom, trying to direct it to the door that they have wide open.
Right.
Meanwhile, this bird is terrified, has no idea what's going on, crapping all over the place.
Well, of course, because it's a bird and it's scared and it doesn't understand.
So my mom is, oh my God, my couch! You know, and this bird is crapping all over the place.
Right.
They have the door open so they can try and shoo this bird out. As they have the door open, another bird flies in.
Because he hears his buddy freaking out.
The open door.
He's like, are we pooping on things? Where do I fly?
So now they're trying
to fly to poop on a couch.
They're trying to get out. Two birds now. They get one bird out the door.
Right.
But the OG bird is still in the house, flying around.
Oh, jeez.
I have no idea how much crap this bird has, but all of its crap is being released into this house. My mom is freaking out.
Yeah.
Bird then flies into the kitchen, away from the door they're trying to get the door out, or the bird out of.
Yeah.
My mom says, I'm going to open up the garage door, which is adjacent to the, if I can get him in the garage, then I can open up the garage door and the bird will fly out. So they finally get the bird out of the kitchen.
In the garage.
Into the garage. So she opens the garage door.
Right.
And she says, close the doors. Whew, all right, I'm going to leave the garage door open for 3 hours. This bird's going to fly out eventually.
Of course it is.
Because it's going to need food or something. It's going to see the garage door is wide ass open. Fine.
Yeah.
3 hours later, she comes back. Doesn't see the bird. Looks around. Doesn't see the bird.
Great.
Flew away. Closes the garage door. Goes to bed. Next day, wakes up. She's got the recycling bin there in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little coffee can or something she's going to throw out. Opens the door to the garage. This bird swoops at her head
back in.
And flies back into the house.
Back in.
This bird's got no more crap, so at least it's not crapping anymore. But now it's an almost dead, hungry bird, has no idea what's going on.
No, of course not.
But it's, you know, it's tired, it's fatigued, and eventually it just says, hit me with a broom and kill me.
Well,
I'm tired of flying around.
Let me tell you something. I am a huge nature lover, and I do not think this is just me personally. I don't like killing things in nature because I feel like they're out there. We're in where we are. If a bear starts coming to my house, though.
Except for farmed animals. You like to eat those. And
well, I said wild animals. I didn't say ones were dumb enough to be farmed.
Right. They would have been wild. We just put fences up and.
They were too delicious to be left wild, Mike. That's what happened.
Okay,
they were too delicious. That's their fault. Don't be so tasty. All right, that's the way I look at it.
I agree with you.
All right, but the canaries, not tasty, too small. So I'm just saying I let you live outside, but you fly into the house, we can't have that. That's not nature. You're going to be damaged by that. I will give you like a minute or two grace, but then broom time.
They were using
the broom. Game sweep out of that one.
But the broom, the bird was too fast for the broom.
You know,
the 72-year-old man couldn't.
Yeah, right. I get it. Of
couldn't
course.
Get it. But eventually that bird slowed down. Broom took care of it.
Thwack.
Yeah. But I love how...
Was this a bald eagle, by the way?
No.
I hope it was like an endangered species where now they're gonna get in trouble for this.
This ordeal is like the ninth thing she tells me in the conversation.
Oh, that's not like the first thing that comes up.
No, it's like,
Do you remember my girlfriend Paula from my high school who you met one time when you were four?
No.
Her daughter's getting married.
Okay. I don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, did I tell you we had a bird in the house and almost died?
No, Ma, you left that one out.
You had a two-day bird story just waiting for me?
Oh, that's... dive bomb in your head. Is that right? Tell me more about Paula's daughter getting married.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... Birds are... I mean, I think birds are beautiful. I don't want them in the house. I agree with you on that. That's too much.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
Also, Nathan said he has friends from the UP. He said, one of my good friends now lives in Wisconsin, grew up in the UP. Huge Buckeye fan because everyone hates Michigan mainland up there.
See? I'm telling you, this is a market.
We're going. We got to go next
year. This is an untapped market for us. We could be the official radio show of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
We could, and we could convert them all to Buckeye fans.
That's what I mean. This must be like what the Pilgrims thought when they were coming to the New World, what was going to happen. They ran into the indigenous people.
Sure.
They were going to teach them all about Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really work out well for anybody, but...
No, but it
we
might...
We can go to the New World,
but it
the
will
Upper
work
Peninsula.
For us. Yeah.
And we'll convert them to Buckeyeism.
Yeah, but we're going to have to adopt... So we're going to have to learn how to snowmobile... Like, we're going to have to ride around up there and be like,
we're going to go in the summertime.
How's it going, Jonesy? Like, I assume they all talk like Canadians up there.
It's like, hey, how you doing there, Jonesy?
Hey, what do you think about Ryan Day, huh?
Hey,
yeah, pretty good, eh?
Pretty good beard on that guy, huh?
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Definitely doesn't color it, you know what I mean?
I'll tell you from. He's from New Hampshire. He knows how to run a snow machine. They don't call them snowmobiles. They call them snow machines.
Right. You got a blower? You got a nice little snow blower out there, yeah? That's a hefty one.
We're going to go home and Hoover the house.
We'll take out
the Hoover.
We gotta get the Hoover. Yeah, man, we're going. We're doing this. All right, we gotta go. This is
looks nice.
It's not Greenland. It's America's Greenland. You know, that's how I feel about it.
America's Greenland.
Yeah, they've got more.
It is very green. They got lots of trees there.
Lots of trees. They don't have the permafrost going on like Greenland does, but that's okay. We don't need that.
I think that's a negative for Greenland is the permafrost.
That's what I'm saying. I want it to be a little, I want a summer. Like, why don't we go up in the summer to start this when it's really nice out? We can see all the nature.
Yeah.
And then we convince them, what do people do when they're here? What do people do in the winter? They vacation down in a warmer climate. Or they may have a winter home like in Florida. The snowbirds. Well,
have your winter home.
You could winter in Columbus.
Central Ohio.
The Upers could winter down here.
They'll probably think it's very balmy.
They will. They don't have. They'll be like, oh my gosh, you don't have to put chains on your tires to get anywhere. You don't have to drive a snowmobile. No, we don't. We just drive around on the wet roads. We get some snow, but I mean, global warming at this point, you never know. We may not even have that coming up soon.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.